TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him I can spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you, and I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he actin' like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, reppin' my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, tryna say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
What's going on, people? It's your man, Brooklyn Black, and you are definitely tuned in, locked into a new episode of Pregame Radio, 347-857-4302. We are live and direct from the planet of Brooklyn, so shout out to everyone who's on the check-in, whether you are from Puerto Rico, Ohio, East California, Southern California, it's all good. We all show love, you know what I'm saying? But hit me up, 347-857-4302. We're pretty much wilding out, you know what I'm saying? But, just to get it out of the system, you know, I'm going to hit y'all with some new stuff. You know, this is me and my current COO, Ebony Hazel Smoker's favorite track right now. We definitely bump this at least 2-3 times a day. You know what I'm saying? This is Young Joe. Shout out to him, T.I., the whole Grand Hustle clip. This is Fuck That Bitch. And we'll be right back in a little bit.
NDORadio.com.
We're tired. Thank you.
Mixtape Monopoly, huh?
Everything. Y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game.
This is NDO Radio. Can't certified bank.
He said, how about fuck me? Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. He said, how about fuck me? Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. He said, how about fuck me?
you wanna do here? Bitch, I'ma float like root beer. Still working on getting the cool clear. You ain't got none of my shoe gear. Red on the bottom right there, read. Tell the chill mother her hair read. Bitch, you ugly and bitch, you ugly. Both y'all hoes look scary. I don't wanna get married. Chick, you a bird, parry. Ain't so good, these hoes like, boy, you get fat, eat Sally. Don't round around, no getting in, no blanket. Got your main bitch on my dick, shit, she ain't nothing.
You lame.
Her hips fat, seen walk past her like she is. My Audemars, try to touch that. I said, bitch. I bang hoes, riding in drop top
rain
road. I train hoes, I'm a pimp. Trinidad Jane Cole, Westside, Bank Head. They want
from. Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game.
What?
You can't touch that shit. Hey. Bitch, they're hollering about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch, bitch said how about fuck me?
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch, bitch said how about fuck me?
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch. Three, FDB man.
FDB man.
Fly like L train. Man, he lose, got Chuck boys on, he ain't got that pair, man.
No.
With my LDB clip.
Fuck that bitch.
33D shit. You tell that bitch, man, fuck that hoe. Ain't studying that cheat trick.
Bitch, please.
Sit for birthday. Bitch, where's your skirt at? All I like is blowing it, cause you don't even like perk packs. Y'all niggas so wet. And bitch, you so green. I pull up on the scene in the green saline. Yeah, nigga, I'm too clean. Westside was up first. Y'all nigga, my supper. Fuck that bitch before I do that shit. I might need me a rubber. Belly on rotund. One whip, four gun. If you see the baby mama, holla, fuck that bitch.
That hoe ain't no one.
Westside,
yeah.
Bank Head.
Yeah.
They want from.
Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done.
Done
my shoe game, my shoe game.
What?
You can't touch this shit. Hey. Bitch, they're hollering about fuck me.
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch, they're hollering about fuck me.
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Bitch
that
how about fuck me.
Hold up.
Now fuck that bitch.
This side, thank you. You want fun. Everything, y'all did. It been done. My shoe game. Can't touch this shit. Bitch that how about fuck me. Now fuck that bitch.
Pre-game ready, we're back in the building. I just had to let that one out my system, you know. Fuck that bitch. Shout out to everybody who's definitely rocking and feeling that song. Shout out to the homie Buck Rogers, Sparrow, everyone at Black Man Entertainment who's getting ready to go on that Real Artists of New York or Real Artists of the New New York tour going down on the 8th at Webster Hall. Oh, shit, we got a call on the line. Last four digits, 5004. You're live on the air. What's good? You're on pregame radio.
Hi, Black.
What's good? Who this?
This Honey Lemon.
Oh, what's good, sir? I got a throwback ready just for you, kid.
No, that's why I called, because I got to hear this.
I got one just for you, yo. What's going on, though?
Nothing, boys. So I was like, let me find something to do and then. Boom. Your shit popped up. So I said, all right, let me listen to the radio.
Well, I appreciate you rocking with us. You know, I got something that y'all know you ain't here in a while. You know what I'm saying? And I know you like this group. So I figured I spin it for you, you know, get a couple points or whatever. But you got to let people know when you're going to come through the pregame radio and hit us up with your new heat, kid.
Oh, man, I'm working on some stuff right now. I got my EP out right now. But, you know, that's old stuff. So, you know, when I get the new stuff recorded, I'll definitely send it in so you can play it.
Now, I know you got a new EP out on the airwaves, whatever. What's it called now? Let people know where they can get it at.
Well, the EP is called Bitch Breeze, and it's on datpiff.com. It's like 9 tracks on there. But, yeah, it's been out for a minute, for like a month or two. So, you know, datpiff.com is called Bitch Breeze. The new mixtape that I'm working on right now is called The Land of Blood and Honey. That'll be released later this year, though.
Okay, the Land of Flutter, honey, y'all heard it here first. You know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for that. Bitch Breeze is definitely right now on thatpiff.com. You will search what, Honey Lemon, the goddess, or Honey Lemon? Like, how they gonna
you
find
can search, it? Search Bitch Breeze, it should pop up. You see it right there. Say Honey Lemon Bitch Breeze right there.
All
right,
so definitely Honey Lemon Bitch Breeze. Get that, and if you follow on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and y'all already know the hashtag. Hashtag Bitch Breeze, you know what I'm saying? Because she definitely puts a whole lot of bitches on blast for doing dumb shit. You know, talk like they got the good stuff and they got a flat ass. And hashtag Bitch Breeze, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how she gets it in. And that's why I give her so much respect, because she keeps it a buck, you know what I'm saying? And if you like music and I'm a person who keeps it a buck, keeps it a hundred, you definitely want to check this out. I got a throwback for, like I said, this is she ain't here in a while, and she's gonna get her dancing and all that. So shout out to Honey Lemon, shout out to one of the LWG, shout out to little homie Nuri, man. Like, I met him once, and he's just a definite delight, you know. So shout out to Nuri. He's definitely keeping her running crazy, running wild. So he definitely keeps on her toes. So shout out to him. Shout out to you, Honey Lemon. I'm gonna play this
shout
joint for you, and like,
you.
Please send me that joint, please. Send me the tracks so I can spin them so that people know exactly what I'm talking about when I say, when she says Bitch Breeze, she definitely means it.
Right,
you know,
you.
Like, send me some. I got to back up all the shit I talk when I talk about you. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. I definitely will.
You got to back that up. But we're definitely on free game, you know, we're definitely on free game radio, rocking out on a Friday night, getting you guys ready for the parties or the clubs and all that good shit. You know, ready, getting the thoughts ready, getting them twerking in the bathroom and all that good shit. We definitely doing it. We'll be right back. It's Free Game Radio.
Capital H to Evo, I decent. This is my yard, and better yet, my precinct. No discontent because I'm all about pleasing. You like my style, I'm buck wild, I'm bananas, I'm out of hand, extravaganza. So can you dig it, man?
So for real,
I got my love for so for real.
pregame radio, we'll definitely be back in the building. Shout out to Honey Lemon. Like, I was spun that just because I know she loves Soul for Real. But definitely, and a shout out to Download Bitch Breeze on datpiff.com. Y'all should know that. That's B-I-T-C-H-B-R-E-E-Z-E, Bitch Breeze. You know what I'm saying? But definitely download that. Check it out. She definitely spit some heat on there. 347-857-4302 is the number if you want to get online and talk shit. www.blogtalkradio.com/pregame_radio if you want to get up in the chat room, talk some shit. I'll definitely read it on air. Hit me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black if you want to get up to the show's link. That's pregame_radio on Twitter. Now I'm saying, y'all hit us up. We'll definitely read your tweets on air and talk that good stuff. We're about to get into our little throwback old school mix. Now I'm saying, y'all already know I'm going to start it off with some Heavy D. Since we already starting that group with Soul for Real, so we're going to just keep it going there, and then we're going to, you know, just keep going. It's pregame radio. We're here till 12 o'clock getting y'all ready for the party. Be safe. Hopefully, I get y'all twerking moves up ready in the mirror and all that good shit. We'll be right back.
Get your speakers ready. The Ave City Firing Squad is in the building right here on the Ave City Show.
God gave me a gift to put people at ease. What I do is what I do. If I was to sit down and try to tell you, break it down, technically, I couldn't because I don't know, and that's the God's honest truth. What I do is what I do. I hear a beat, I feel it.
The AC Show, yeah.
Right here.
Rest in peace.
Mr. Mix Show, DJ Avery Minor.
Inside the mail today. Seems that you had a lot of important things you was trying to say. You was beating around the bush, but I was reading between them lines, and I had a long talk with myself, so I figured it's time. You see, before I wasn't ready for the things you wanted. I couldn't give you what you deserved, but now the tables have turned for you, sweetheart, you see. I'm making records now, you know, and I'm getting paid, and all that. So now I think it's time to tell you that I love you, because I do, don't you know?
I know he's a punk. I'll stop him like a roach if he tries to approach. He can't get close because I'm the one who wrote the book of romance. So come on, take a chance. You don't need a long look. All you need is a glance. If you want to get warm, in my arms you belong. You have a problem, have a problem if it can't go wrong. When overweight lovers in the house, the overweight lovers in the house, the overweight lovers in the house, the overweight lovers in the house. I've been put in my hood as a youngster. Perhaps that was never a punk. No sir, no ma'am, hot damn. Me and Michael Jackson jammed out of Soul Train. Not American Bandstand, the bigger dude is back. And I'm on the right track, as a matter of fact. Come on, lad. So ring around the rosy, oopsie-daisy, topsy-turvy. You never heard of me, you don't deserve me. Fly like an eagle, drive like a BMW. You never knew I could bring trouble to a cordless. You can't afford this, don't get aboard this flavor. Unless you got the fever flavor for a Pringle. To be a single, let me see you mingle, jingle, jangle. Sammy Davis Jr. with Mr. Bojangle.
Who's the man?
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Core DJ. Fire, baby.
Your love, but it wasn't ever really me, you duck or dick. I thought I was your nick, and come to figure out that you was all about you. And every little step you take, you took for you. When I first met you, you were looking rough in your Timberland boots, cut up shorts and Egyptian muck, smelling like an African queen. Could this be my dream? But everything ain't really what it seems. A couple of months went by and you were now sick. Then you started changing and scripts began to flip. Things that you said you had to do on Sunday was now moved to Monday. What were you on Wednesday? You had to take advantage cause I was nice. If you bought me something once, I had to buy you something twice. You told me that your friend sat you down and said you really ought to leave me.
I'm wants a honey bun. Yes, I am the big belly man. Hot, yes, I am the big belly man. Hot, yes, I am the big belly man. Hot damn, here I am with a mic in my hand. Abracadabric, took my favorite tabaric. Un had fun, she was done reading Moby Dick. Me and my crew played a game called Flipper. When we come around, you better tighten up your zipper. I whip shreds in bed, Jack the Ripper. Yes, I drink Coke, but I'm not a Coke sniffer. Mac Daddy O on the patio, sipping deep, sweet and low. When I lay low, they holler, ready to go. Hef says, beat the big Kev in the barbershop. Can't forget Mike Faso.
Fire, baby.
Mr. Mix Show, DJ Avery Minor.
I'm a merry-go-round. Take control like Charles in charge. I really can't wait, let's stay in the garage. Oops, let me run the stairs and get the whipped cream. Can't have ice cream without whipped cream. Plus an ice cube to make you swing. My main man did it and do the right thing. Come on, let me tickle you in all the right places. Keep my eyes open while I watch you make faces. Feeling quite dandy, comfortable and cozy. Let me draw the curtains cause my neighbors are nosy. So make a little room, here comes Big Daddy. Big like a truck, satisfying like a caddy. Many are cold, but the chosen are few. And all I wanna know.
It's the takeover. The game is ours. Core DJs.
Rest in peace.
Mr. Mix Show, DJ Avery Minor.
Up, get stuck. Believe it or not, here comes a brother with glow.
show, y'all.
Yep, yep, yep. I'm ready for this.
Mr. Mix Show. Now let's get it going.
I'm true. I'm gonna make a ball of girls around the world. They don't know without you more than diamond and pearl. And you are the sweetest thing we gotta put on this world. I'm gonna make a ball of my crew. Mod like people, mod like punk, push on the ball of play. And we continue down to give you what you need. You understand, man? Enough love. I never seen them on show. Big up my boy, tell every time you're done. Watch this.
Nothing but love.
Oh, man, you're pretty. You know that you're pretty, but man, you have them on them gone crazy. Mr. Mad, mad, mad. Yeah, you sexy. And every man wants you. And nothing of my problem when you're passing. Me say you're pretty like the sun, you're pretty like blue sky. Yeah, you so pretty, what a fall from me, I may never know. God could have created such a thing. Be ready to propose, there is the diamond.
Mr. Mix Show, DJ Avery Minor.
I stay soaked in foreign colognes, I keep dipped. Coogee sweat is hand knit, cause that's that blotch. I stay laced because my body got Versace taste. Rolex on my cuff, flooded with diamonds and stuff. A half a dozen hundred bench coupe in my driveway. Tried to have it my way, the flyway, led to a bad day. I should have kept it real when I was with you, but said I dissed you, so now I miss you, true.
DJ.
I got a funny feeling, honey, that you're kind of digging me. But every time you see me, word is born, you be ignoring me. I know your name, yes I do, because your girl told me. I know where you live, you want to bet, because your girl showed me. But I parlay and stay out of your way, figuring I won't be ignorant, it catches the next day. When I'm in focus, I notice you only move with a chosen few. Irreplaceable, what's up with insatiable you? I never figured you for the quiet type. On the down low, the low pro. I always thought you was a rah-rah mama. Serving up crazy confusion, causing drama. What's the matter, huh? Cat got your tongue, or some Mac got you strung. Or maybe I ain't the one. I wanna know, cause if I don't, it's gonna haunt me. Your word up, you got me thinking you want me.
Got me.
Mr. Mix Show, DJ Avery Minor.
I'm in the mood for relaxing. Get my phone book from top of the shelf. I dial 616. I better keep it to myself. Call up a cutie with a triple star next to it. She says hello. We conversate a bit. Invite her over for a candlelight dinner. Believe me when I tell you that this girlie is a winner. Shortly after that, I hear the doorbell ring. Turn on the radio and Anita Baker starts to sing. Open up the door and I kiss her on the cheek. She's so nice, polite, pretty, so sweet. Sit her on the couch and I remove her coat. Squat next to her, clear my throat. Whisper in her ear, tell her what she wants to hear. Let her know to have no fear. Heavy D's here. And girls, they love me.
He's always loving heavy D.
Girls, they love me. Take my hand, walk with me. I'm the imperial, overweight lover, MC Heavy D. Now that I've introduced myself correctly, you have a moment to spend some time with me? Would you like a drink? Maybe a pina colada, a strawberry daiquiri, some wine from Havana. It really doesn't matter. The choice is yours. And when you do with your drink, we'll take a walk outdoors. Gaze at the stars, walk down the boardwalk. Sit by the beach and talk lovers talk. Make a quick call on my cellular phone. Send up a limousine to pick us up and take us home. Ah, an enjoyable night. The mood was smooth and everything was alright. It may be hard for you, but it's easy for me. Cause girls, the girls, the girls, they
girls,
love me.
The girls, they love me.
Cause he's the overweight of a heavy bee.
Girls, the girls, they love me.
Cause he's the overweight of a heavy bee.
Girls, the girls, they love me.
Hey yo, it's your boy Saj Black repping the Brooklyn Collective. You're now listening to Brooklyn Black in the Free Game Radio Show.
Yo, what's going on? This Free Game Radio. We definitely gave it up to Heavy D for this throwback mix. 347-857-4302. We got a few callers on the line just to say what's up or whatever. We're going to get right back into the throwback mix. This is last four digits, 4843. What's good, you on Free Game Radio?
Hello?
Yo, what's good, man?
Brooklyn Black, what's up, my dude? This Big Nye, man.
What's good, son?
What's good, my guy? What's good with you, baby? You just, you know what I'm saying, calling you, man, giving you a props, man. You playing hell at that music, man. I like that.
You know, I try to do what I can, man. What's good, though? You wanna shout somebody out? You want to air somebody out? What's good?
Oh, no, I just want to tell everybody, you know what I'm saying, on the Facebook crew, what's happening?
We rocking out. Matter of fact, we're gonna put the topic for the night out in the air.
Oh yeah.
Online relationships that start from non-dating sites. We talking Facebooks, the Instagrams, the Twitters. You know, those relationships start to flourish from those sites. We're not talking about eHarmony, we're not talking about Black people meet, we're not talking about Latino people meet, none of that. We're talking about the size, not for that, but it happens. You know, we're talking MySpace, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, so, I'm with it.
What do you think about that? What do you think about those type of relationships that start to happen and they flourish? You know what I'm saying? Like, you might see it in a group. You may see it online. Like, you may see a shorty post something. And then some nigga like it, and then that same nigga like every other post that she put up. And, you know, you kind of get the feeling, you know, that's her nigga. You know, have you been in such a situation where you might have started kicking it with a girl, and just off of Facebook, that was your chick. Off of FooHoo, that was your girl. Off of Skype, that was wifey. Have you been there?
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
enlighten us, what did you do, how did that affect you, and what do you do now to prevent such a thing if it was a bad situation, or if you still with the girl, if you, you know, in a relationship, how is that working?
Nah, me and her met when MySpace came out online, and now I got a daughter by her. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
wait. Nah, hold up. Stop. Let me stop you right real quick. I just got to recap real quick.
Okay.
He was on MySpace back in the day when it was popping top eights. Tom was your number one.
Yeah. And I met a little cutie online.
All right.
And you know what I'm saying? Now she's my baby mama.
We talking like that's your baby mama. Like, you have a kid with her?
Yeah, we got a kid together now.
Okay. One, how the fuck did that happen? How was you caught slipping, dude?
I mean, because it's like she moved out here to Portland from New York. And, you know what I'm saying, we hooked up and we kicked it for about a year and a half, and she got pregnant.
But now she's back in New York. Something like that raw, especially if you meet her off the internet.
Nah, she was already moving down here because her brother was playing for the Trailblazers.
Well, where did you meet her, though? On the internet.
I met her. She came in my. I met her on MySpace.
Let me ask. How did y'all get familiar?
We just got to start hanging out, kicking it, always on the telephone, running my phone bill up and her phone bill up, calling each other. And when her brother got drafted to the Portland Trail Blazers, she moved out here, and we just started hanging out from there. And then when her grandmother died, she moved back to New York.
But it's based off the internet. Like, yeah, before her brother got drafted by the Trail Blazers or whatever, and I'm doing quotations with my fingers, but before that happened, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, what y'all was kicking on
a whole lot of conversation. Yeah, a whole lot of phone conversation. And before she came out here, I went out there for like a week and hung out with her. Just, you know what I'm saying, just doing some experience, going, traveling different places. And she came back here when her brother got drafted, and we made it work from there.
Okay, so how long did everything take? Like, I'm not talking about when you did the deed and became a dad, but I'm talking like how long did everything take as far as you talking with her and everything?
It took a minute. It took maybe like 4 or 5 months. 4 or 5 months, we just talking and, you know what I'm saying, just being friends. I was like,
and then
her
she
post,
came out to your
like
town.
Mine.
She came to your city, yep. And then you just hit it, Roy and O'Connell.
No. She didn't get pregnant. It's like the first time we did it. We was together
like,
for like
she
5 6
you a
years.
Note?
Oh yeah, all that. I gave her one, and she gave me one. Before
oh, so
we did anything. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, because she asked me, and it's like the job I work, and I've been there for years. Every year they give you an AIDS test there because you work with different materials and all that bullshit, and you know stuff that can poke you real sharp and bleed, make you bleed and all that.
Shout out to that good insurance at work.
Oh yeah. Yeah, gotta got that good insurance, man. Gotta have that.
All right, so, but see, she's your baby mother and not your girl, not your wife, not your main chick. So, let's keep going. What happened?
I mean, you know, like I said, you know, her grandmother died and she wanted me to move back to New York with her. But like I told her, I couldn't leave my other kids, just go to New York, just to live in New York.
Okay, so how many other kids do you have?
I got 2 other kids.
All right, so. You had 2 kids, plus 1 on the way with some shit you met on the internet.
Uh-huh. The one that's in New York now.
And she's in New York?
Yeah.
All right. So, and you're in what, Portland, Oregon or some shit?
Yep, I'm in Portland.
All right, so big shout out to Portland, Oregon in the building. But,
oh, yeah.
So you have a kid in Oregon, you're in New York. How is that whole shit going for you, man?
I mean, it was going cool, you know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, I kind of wish I would have went and moved to New York. You know, but it's like, shit, I got kids out here, so I just can't just, you know, but I do go back frequently to visit them, though, you know, hang out with them like 2 or 3 months.
All right, well, let's go to my homegirl on the line. Honey Lemon, you've heard what's going on. What are your thoughts on the homie Nice Sean situation?
That caught me off guard. I was doing something.
You know, just from a female point of view.
But I don't know. I'm kind of confused about like what's going on. Like you said, they were together for a year, and then she got pregnant and moved back because her grandmother died and all type of foolishness.
Yeah, we were together like 4 or 5 years, and then her grandmother died. She wanted me to move back there with her, and I couldn't just jump up and leave my 2 kids that I have out here.
Okay, so you got 2 kids with somebody else?
Right.
Mm.
But if I didn't have no other kids, I'd have been in New York with her. I'm not
but
gonna
how many
part,
how many
I'm
kids you got
lie.
With her?
Huh?
How many kids do you have with her?
We got 1.
I got 1. Mm. I mean, she can't really, you know what I'm saying, she can't really be mad at the fact that he didn't want to move because, you know, he got kids. But at the same time, it's like, was y'all in love? Like, was y'all in love with each other?
Yeah. She would have... That was the one girl. Like I said, I'm not going to front. I'm not going to lie. I was
off
in love
the internet
with her.
Though, homie?
Hey, over the... Hey,
wait.
Hey. The love didn't
I mean,
come like that until after the internet. You know what I'm saying? That's just like how I'm on the phone with Lil Mama right now. They said we exchange numbers. We become friends. We talk. We write each other. We on the computer with each other doing FaceTime and all that. And then I go visit her, and she come out here, and she like it, and she start living out here, and we take it from there.
But, dude, like,
right, I feel
like
his situation, he, you know what I'm saying, he got a chance to get to know her outside of, you said MySpace, right?
Yeah, I met her on MySpace.
So I think his situation is a little different.
So we're talking like this was like an actual relationship, you know, like they were actually together for some point in time.
But it was only like a year, though.
Yeah, you know, we did our thing for a year.
I mean, how long you want them to date before they decide to be in a relationship?
Well, I don't know. A nigga don't date. You know, it is what it is.
It's like you need to start dating. That's the problem. That's the problem. No. The old school, you're supposed to date. That's the old school.
Right, and that's why I'm almost 40. I'm old school.
Right, but this black need to start dating. That's what a lot of people's problem is nowadays. Nobody want to date. They just want to get to the point, and then they be wondering why everything just go wrong.
Right.
Wait, but how is that a problem, though? Like, it's like, you know, not knocking this asshole shit, but especially if it's shit you meet on fucking Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, like if it's, you know. Like if it's,
yeah, you know
what
should be out there, bro?
Because, yo, check it out, like, you know, let's call a spade, you know what I'm saying? Not trying to be a dick or ass about shit, but if you highlight a chick online, it's because it's something that you physically see on her, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be getting catfished or not, you know what I'm saying? Whether she got big tits, a fat ass, fat lips, whatever. Like, it's something about her that sexually arouses you, and
but what's the difference between me seeing somebody a picture online and then seeing them walk down the street in person? It's the same thing going through your head.
It's still that lust feature, you know what I'm saying? It's still that.
Right, exactly. It's still the same thing running through your head when you see that picture and when you see that person in person. The only difference is you ain't seen them in person. And then it's like when you see them in person, it's still the same. You still got them same feelings, and they might, it can either be better or worse. Because you don't know how they look half the time.
Yeah, see, that's what people with sleeves open for the catfish and all that, you know what I'm saying? But since they went from Canada, that's definitely on the check-in. We got definitely international. We're definitely in the morning in the Dominican Republic. So, hola, buenos dias. Wake your asses up. I know y'all in the building. Yeah, I know what we're talking about. We just, you know, BSing around. It's pregame radio, 347-857-4302. I got one more. Try to play for y'all. We're going to come right back into the topic, you know. Relationships that start on social media. You know what I'm saying? So definitely hit us up. We're definitely online, www.blogtalkradio.com/pregame_radio. And we'll be right back.
Hey, yo, it's your boy, Saj Black, repping the Brooklyn Collective. Hey, yo, it's your boy, Saj Black, repping the Brooklyn Collective. You now listen. Okay. R.I.P. Heavy D. You were living large, and now you're larger than life. Yeah, check it.
Okay, it's Heavy D again. Hallelujah.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands up.
Keep you with your hands up.
Now let me see your hands up.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands.
Okay, it's Heavy D again. Hallelujah.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands up.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands up.
Your hands up.
Check it.
Okay. Going off hip hop, had to see the reverend to get Wall Street heavy occupying heaven.
Yeah.
You know I'm from the 7-1, 2x4, repping Brooklyn, but the X shows love to your boy.
Uh-huh.
Reminiscing over you, R.I.P. Trouble Troy. If you came to have fun, then get down on the floor. See the ladies know the D stands for drop it low, and Sad keeps it smooth with this red carpet flow. Not an actor, but a factor in how movies make
okay.
Go. I'm a star, you get stunned if you think it ain't so. Asterisk, I'm blind while these other dudes glow. Masters, this should have a sign that says designed by a pro. If you ain't know,
oh,
I'm the best of the two schools. Futuristic flow, blends beats will seduce you. All my pioneers grabbing ear, I salute you. If you ain't know Hev, I would like to introduce
okay.
you.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's Heavy D again. Hallelujah.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands up.
Keep you with your hands up.
Now let me see your hands up.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands up.
Okay, it's Heavy D again. Hallelujah.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands up.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands up.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands up.
Let me talk to the ladies. You know you were his favorite. We
celebrating life. Every night gotta savor it. Shorty got game, homeboy on some player ish. I read her body language.
Uh-huh.
We really ain't saying ish. Homie peak game, she like he's so dangerous. I don't see the threat. Closet, hang a tip, working up a sweat.
Uh-huh.
Mommy softer than the angel's kiss. 1-2 step, body's banging. You came with this? Well, she leaving with me. Yeah, I toss her the key. So flossy, the boss in the seat. Like a featherweight Ross, Kevin Hart, Heavy D. You gon' learn today, we gon' burn today. Right turn off the concourse, left turn on J.
Yeah.
See, my dudes know the script, but this ain't no play. Now we pull up to the crib and all I gotta say is the girls, they love me. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, 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 it's Heavy D again. Hallelujah.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands up.
Keep you with your hands up.
Now let me see your hands up.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands.
Okay, 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 it's Heavy D again. Hallelujah.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands up.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands up.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands.
Okay, 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 it's Heavy D again. Hallelujah.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands up.
Keep you with your hands up.
Now let me see your hands up.
Your hands up.
Let me see your hands.
Okay, 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 it's Heavy D again. Hallelujah.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands up.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands up.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands.
Okay, 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 it's Heavy D again. Hallelujah.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands up.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands up.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands.
Okay, 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 it's Heavy D again. Hallelujah.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands up.
Your hands up.
Let me see your hands up.
Keep you with your hands up.
Let me see your hands up.
But I'm cold maxing. Call up a cutie, I'm in the mood for relaxing. Get my phone book from top of the shelf. I dial 616. I better keep it to myself. Call up a cutie with the triple star next to it. She says hello, we conversate a bit. Invite her over for a candlelight dinner. Believe me when I tell you that this girlie is a winner. Shortly after that, I hear the doorbell ring. Turn on the radio, Anita Baker starts to sing. Open up the door and I kiss her on the cheek. She's so nice, polite, push me, on the couch and I remove a coat. Squat next to her, clear my throat. Whisper in her ear, tell her what she wants to hear. Let her know to have no fear. Heavy D's here. And girls, they love me.
She's the overweight lover, Heavy D.
Girls, they love me. Take my hand, walk with me. I'm the imperial, overweight lover, MC Heavy D. Now that I've introduced myself correctly, have a moment to spend some time with me. Would you like a drink? Maybe a pina colada, a strawberry daiquiri, some wine from Havana. It really doesn't matter, the choice is yours. And when you do it, your drink, we'll take a walk outdoors. Gaze at the stars, walk down the boardwalk. Sit by the beach and talk lovers talk. Make a quick call on my cellular phone. Some people in the zine to pick us up and take us home. Ah, an enjoyable night. The mood was smooth and everything was alright. It may be hard for you, but it's easy for me. Cause girls, the girls, the girls, they love me.
The girls, they love me. She's the overweight lover, Heavy D.
Girls, the girls, they love me.
She's the overweight lover, Heavy D.
Girls, the girls, they love me.
She's the overweight lover, Heavy D.
Girls, the girls, they love me.
Disco word. Pete Rock and Seal Smooth was on stage drinking Cisco. Damien had his girl Michelle.
Of course.
Greg Boogie had a girl that I never seen before.
Hey.
ADF was on making a beat. Nick Stevens at the crib on 120 Shell Street. Judy had a cutie that was so
bad.
Ruby Blue, Juan, and Little Dallas right
hey.
Now. Rap had the dance floor
back.
The rap was in the corner looking neat and even stressed. Tommy George, Jeff and Butter was on the spot. Buying champagne for the crew, $100 a pop. Me, I was chasing the joint. Clocking all the
me.
What's good? We're back. Pre-game radio, 347-857-4302. What happened, brother? We're talking relationships that blossom from social media, Facebook, MySpace, Black Atlantic, Latino Avenue, you know, whatever it is. We got, you know, we got Nice Sean in the building, Honey Lemon in the building. You know, definitely just getting views on it. We have a call, definitely 4101 live on the air. What's the name? Where you calling from?
Just Cause Black, what's up? Your neighbor, Bushwick represent.
Cause, what's good, kid?
Everything good. Just came back from the circus with the son. You know what I'm saying?
All right, he was at Barclays. So we went to check out Ring Me Brothers at Barclays Center. Take your kids out and everything. It's definitely a good move.
Yeah. Try to show the love. You know what that is.
So, you know, what's your whole view on relationships that start off on social media?
Relationship status?
Yeah, like, you know, we're talking relationships, not a hit it and quit it. We're talking girlfriend, fiance, ex-fiance, whatever. We're talking long-term shit. How do you feel on those that start from social media like MySpace and Facebook and Black Planet and shit?
Well, I don't think that social network could actually be something that you could build up on for that status, you know what I'm saying? Because it takes eye-to-eye contact, face-to-face, reading each other between the lines. If you could type anything up on a blog, you could type anything up on a comment. So you got to really actually get in tune with someone and just actually feel what's going on, see what's how y'all relate, how everything can work out. I don't think that a laptop or either a smartphone could either be the judge behind all that.
All right, so just calls, hold on 1 second. We're going to get some more callers. I know we got Ebony in the building. Eb, what's good?
Yo, what's popping?
Chilling. So what's your thoughts on everything that's going on tonight so far?
Now, I just need you to clarify something before I go on. When you're saying relationships, are you talking strictly online relationship, or you're talking having met online and then pursuing a relationship?
All right, yeah, so let me clarify. I'm talking like met online, met on MySpace or Facebook, like sites that are not meant for that shit, sites that are not eHarmony, sites that are not blackpeoplemeet.com, of that nature. Like, say if you put a post up in a Facebook group and some chick liked it and you went to holler at her and you guys started talking and something first from that, that's what we're talking about today.
So you're talking about, you know, possibly meeting up and so on and so forth.
Right.
Okay, well, there's no difference than meeting a person on the street. Realistically, you can't say that Facebook or MySpace or any other social network is not a place to meet someone. Is the bus not a place to meet someone? You know how many dudes I gave my number to on the bus because I met them on the bus, or I met them on a train or in a restaurant or a supermarket or whatever? It's the same thing. There is no real difference. There's no difference. You meet somebody online, okay, fine. You meet up in person and see if they say who they are and they look like they say they look and so on and so forth. You're not, you know, of course you are physically attracted to someone first. That, you know, that's what gets you in. Or you may be attracted to the fact that somebody always posts inspirational stuff. Or you may be attracted to somebody that seems to be really smart about what's going on in the world. So it's different things. It's not necessarily just look. So like I said, to me, it doesn't make a difference. You can meet them on Facebook. You can meet them around the corner. You can meet them at a party. Whatever. It's the exact same thing.
All right. I dig your point. It's just more so if it's a relationship that started online, you know, just based on what we've seen as far as other TV
shows. There is no difference. It doesn't make a difference how you meet someone. When you meet people, they in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. So when you meet someone, either you're going to meet them and they serve a purpose in your life and they're gone, or you meet them and they always in your life, or you meet them and it's just so you can learn a particular lesson, and that's that. So it doesn't matter whether you meet them online or you meet them in the street. Like I said, there's no difference.
Hey, you know, my
last four digits, 574-8, 574-8, you're live on Free Game Radio. Let us know what's your name, where you're calling from.
This is Wendy calling from Nashville, Tennessee. What's up, BK?
Nashville, Tennessee's in the building. What's going on?
Not much. Just listening, listening. What's up tonight, Sean? Hey, Alize. Second Miss Jones.
Wendy, Wendy, what's up, baby?
Straight lounging.
You know it. Hey.
Yeah, but I'm just listening. I was kind of agreeing with Ebony when it comes to, like, the online dating perspective and things like that. It doesn't really matter, like, I feel in my own opinion, where you meet someone at, but a lot of factors come into play when it, you know, goes into that. It's the meeting part, it's the distance. Like, if you were to meet someone in your same city and state, I think that's better if you meet on a social network versus, you know, a long distance type of thing, because you have to actually prepare yourself. You can say, oh, it can work out, but until you actually place yourself in that type of situation, distance means a lot. And if you can't up in, if you want to see somebody, if you want to communicate with somebody face-to-face, and you have to make actual plans in order to do that, and it has to be from both sides, distance plays a factor into that. So when it comes to long distance, if it's not planned out, I'm not too into that. But, yeah, what she was saying as far as, like, it doesn't matter where you meet a person at, because it really doesn't, because the person on Facebook, the person on Twitter, the person on Tango is the person that's probably right around the corner from you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the social networks have turned into, like, hookups, and it's basically what you use it for. So I'm for it, but when it comes to, like, maybe distance, that's the only issue that I would have, because I like to be in front of your face. I'm an attention person, and I like to give attention, so I'm affectionate. You know, if cancers were emotional and things like that, so... Yeah, that's
oh,
just plays
a factor. Hey, Black, I was thinking the same thing.
That was me. This is Ev. I'm the one.
Yeah, that was me.
Look, I'm an Aries, and I'm surrounded by Cancer. So, you know, Aries, we have that don't give a fuck. And I'm surrounded by people that, well, we give a fuck. So,
Hey, Wendy. Wendy, look, just like I said earlier, I met my baby mama on MySpace when MySpace was popping. And she was in New York. When we met online, and then, you know what I'm saying, we phone bill sky high, her sky high. Lucky, I jumped up and went to New York. You know what I'm saying? We kicked it. She came back here to Portland when her brother got signed to the Trailblazers. And we was together like 4 or 5 years. She got pregnant and moved back to New York because her grandmother died. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? To me, I feel if you meet somebody online or something, just like y'all said, you got to have that connection. But it sounds like the whole time you was a side nigga, though.
Who, me? I was a side nigga?
Who, me?
I mean, nah, I can't say I was a side nigga.
Like,
I mean,
all right, hold on.
Let me say this, my nigga. If I was a side nigga, she took care of her side nigga. Because it's not nothing that I wanted or needed. Because each time we talked or whatever, she was telling me, go to money, granddaddy. I sent you some money, Poppy. You know what I'm saying? And this was before we even had sex.
I'm saying strippers, stuff like that also, they have the same mind frame also.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do. Cause I'm just saying, I come from a family of pimps and players and hustlers. I choose to hustle.
Okay,
you know
so
what I'm saying?
You can't
but
that type of family. It sounds like to me you got.
From what it don't sound like that to me. He met somebody. You know what I mean? He made the trip. She made the trip. You know, it seems like everything was cool, and then she got pregnant and decided to move back. Chicks do that type of stuff all the time. You know what I mean?
And that's
so,
because he was a fool and didn't wrap his tool.
Yo, you can't put that's what you
we
can't
were living together.
What happened. That don't make
we
sense.
We were living together. Why wrap up if you living together?
It was a whole relationship. If you in a one-on-one relationship, you know, you're not going to you don't use condoms. You just that's just like, you know, it's an unwritten rule. You know, you okay,
can I interject?
I'm okay, then we okay. You dig? So it's sort of like the unwritten rule. He didn't get God. It was just the turn of the relationship. Sometimes things last, and sometimes things don't. He didn't get God. Y'all should come right over there and punch you in your face.
and to keep it real, Black, we still conversate, and she still want to come back here, and so me and her can be together. You know what I'm saying?
It sounds alleged. Pre-game radio, 347-857-4302. We're talking relationships that start and blossom off of all our sites. You know, MySpace, Facebook, tags, and all that good shit. So here's some 347-857-4302. We definitely got a chat room open at www.pregame_radio. We're definitely rocking in the building. Hit us with your questions, your shout-outs, and all that good stuff. Also, we're on Twitter at Pregame Radio and on Instagram, Pregame_Radio. We're definitely in the building. We'll be right back.
Don't sweat the technique. Sweat the technique. Let's break the hint and check the file. Let's see who fit the dissect style. I flip the script so it can't get filed. At least not now, it'll take a while. I change the pace to complete the beat. I drop the bass to MCs get weak. For every road they trace is a scar they keep. Cause when I speak, they freak to sweat the technique. I made my debut in 86 with a melody and a president's mix. And I would stay on target and refuse to miss. And I still make hits and beats. Parties, clubs, and cars and jeeps. My underground sound vibrates the streets. MCs wanna beef and I play the keys. When they sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Know how many bombs have I ripped and wrecked, but researchers never found all the pieces that scientists try to solve the context. Philosophers are wondering what's next. Pieces took the lab to observe them. They couldn't absorb them, they didn't observe them. My ideas are only for the audience ears. My opponents, it might take years. Pencils, pens, and swords. Letters put together from a key to chords. I'm also a sculptor, born with structure. Because of my culture, I'm a perfect destructor. Style that'll be full of technology complete. Sights and new heights after I get deep. You don't have to speak, just see and peep the technique. So don't sweat the technique. I speak in the squeak and talk and cheap. Then I get deep and repeat things complete. Bold with the seat, never weak and obsolete. They never grow old techniques. It's all antique, better than something brand new. Cause it's original in the wild style. I have much more volume. Classical, too intelligent to be radical. Masterful, never irrelevant, mathematical. Here's some soup and souvenirs for all the years. The force, the thoughts and ideas. It's cool when you freak to the beat. But don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
Back in effect.
Hand out a cigar. I'm letting knowledge be born, and my name's the R. AKA I am not
the rest of them. I'm not on the list. Catch what I'm saying, I drop lines like a scientist. My melodies in the cold, the very next episode has the mic off and distorting, ready to explode. I keep the mic at Fahrenheit, freedom's easy to make them cola. The listener's system is kicking like solar. As I memorize, advertise like a poet, keep you going when the flowing smooth enough. You know it's a rough, that's why the mural on my story I tell a B. Nobody beats the R, check out my melody. So what am I, microphone fiend, addicted soon as I seen one of these forms, people they don't have to scream. I couldn't wait to take the mic, flow into it to test it, let my melody play, then a record suggested. I'm dropping bombs, but I say peace and calm. Any MC that disagree with me, wave your arm. And I'll break when I'm through breaking, I'll leave you broke. Drop the mic when I'm finished and watch it smoke. So stand back, you wanna rap all the back and wait. I won't push, I won't beat around the bush. I wanna break upon those who are not supposed to. You might try, but you can't get close to. Because I'm number one, competition is none. I'm measured with the heat that's made by sun. Whether playing ball or bobbing in the hall, or just writing my name in graffiti on the wall. They shouldn't have told me, you said you control me. So now a contest is what you owe me. Pull out your money, pull out your cut, pull up a chair. My name is Rockin' My Law, and R-A stand for Raw. Switch it around, it still comes out R. So easily will I E-M-C-E-E. My repetition of words, just check out my melody. Some bass and treble is moist, scratching and cutting a voice. And when it's mine, that's when the rhyme is always choice. I wouldn't have came and said my name and run the same week. Putting blurs and slurs and words that don't fit in a rhyme. Why waste time on the microphone? I take this more serious than just a poem. Rock from party to party, backyard to yard. I tear up, y'all, and bless the mic of the God. The rhyme is rugged at the same time, sharp. I can swing off anything, even a swing of a harp. Just turn it on and start rocking. Mine, no introduction. Till I finish dropping signs, no interruption. When I approach, I exercise like a coach. Choosing a melody and add numerous to notes. So when the mic and the R-A-K-I-M is attached like a match, I will strike again. Rhymes are poetically kept and alphabetically stepped. Put in an order to proceed with the momentum, except I say one rhyme out of order, a longer rhyme shorter, a pause. But don't stop the tape recorder. First rhyme editor, melody arranger, poet, etc. Extra events, the grand finale like bonus. I am the man they call the microphonist with wisdom, which means wise words being spoken. Too many at one time, watch the mic start smoking. I came to express the rap I'm manifesting in my way, and I'll be the other words protest. MCs that wanna be this, they're gonna be this if they don't get from in front of. All they can go get is me a glass of Moet. A hard time, sip your juice and watch a smooth poet. I take seven MCs, put them in a line, and add seven more brothers who think they can rhyme. Well, it'll take seven more before I go for mine. Now that's 21 MCs laid up at the same time. Easy does it, do it easy, that's what I'm doing. No fessing, no messing around, no chewing, no robbing or buying. Biting, why bottle? Just lava, stop trying, fighting to follow. My usual style will confuse you a while. If I was water, I'd flow in denial. So many rhymes, you won't have time to go for yours. Just because of a pause, I have to pause. Right after tonight is when I prepare to catch another sucker duck MC out there. Cause my strategy has to be tragedy, catastrophe. And after this, you'll call me your majesty, my melody. Yes, my melody. Eric B. I memorize it.
Eric, we made a cut and advertised it. My melodies created for MCs in the place. You try to listen, cause I'm busy, then so pick up your face. Shook off your neck, cause you try to detect my pace. Now you're drugging, almost drugging off my rhyme like bass. The melody that I'm styling, smooth as a violin. Rubbing up the break, New York from Long Island. My wisdom is swift, no matter if my momentum is slow. MCs still stand stiff, I'm genuine like leather. Inclined to be clever, MC you beat the R, I'll say, oh never. So Eric B, cut it easily, and check out my melody.
We're off in the building. We still talking about, you know, relationships that flourish off of social media, you know, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, stuff like that. Make sure, you know, you guys aren't getting catfished, the signs to look for, things of that nature. But let's see, we got, you know, a few minutes left. We're definitely about to go in. I got some more joints to hit y'all with. We got what, Rogers joints. So as I know, on the 8th, he will be at Webster Hall. You know Webster Hall is this iconic, doing the New Artists of New York showcase. It's going to be Buck Rogers, Sparrow, A-Dash. You know, it's going to be a real big event, so definitely check out Black Money on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, just to get all the information on the 8th. So definitely you want to check it out at Webster Hall. It will be a part of history because that's his first real big major concert. And that's definitely what it is. So, Eb, if you have anything else to say on the subject. Eb, I didn't hear you that whole time, so if you could.
Oh, you hear me now?
Got you, sir.
Okay, well, like I said, it doesn't, you know, my feelings ain't going to change. I really don't have nothing else to say on the subject. It's just, like I said, it doesn't matter how you meet someone or where you meet someone, you know, what matters is the relationship that results of that meeting. So,
you know, you was just on Facebook one day, just randomly posting and liking and commenting and some dude got in your inbox and started talking and may have struck a nerve, you talking like it can blossom to a full-blown relationship.
Well, first of all, you can't do that off of one or two inbox conversations. Yeah, occasionally you meet somebody and y'all share the same interests and you have that aha moment or whatever, but then you have to, you know, you have to go from there. And it's not realistic to think that you meet somebody, you like them, and be like, oh, the first thing you're thinking about is a relationship. That's not the first thing you should be thinking about. The first thing you should be thinking about is establishing a friendship with someone, not looking for, you know, not straight up jumping into a relationship, but you have to establish a friendship, which is the foundation of any good relationship. It's a friendship. So you do. That's what you're developing. That's the talks on the phone. That's the talks online. That's the, you know, I guess the occasional meet up, hang out, go to the movies, museum, whatever. You're getting to know this person. So, you know, it could turn out to meet. You could turn out to meet someone who happens to just be a great hangout buddy or somebody to talk to, or you meet someone and you meet them because you introduced them to their future wife or husband. I mean, it could be anything. It could be anything, but I think for people to say, oh, how you going to go with somebody you met on social media, I mean, that's real stupid. That's like saying that guy on the bus asked you for your number. How you going to talk to him? It's like I said, it's the same thing.
All right, so let's get to another caller on the line. Last four digits, 325, so be alive on pregame radio. Let the people know who you are and where you're calling from.
It's Lady Steele, of course. What's up, pregame?
Steele, what's good?
Nothing. I was listening to you for a minute now. I decided I was going to be fashionably late, but I'm here now.
So what's good? What are your thoughts on the topic, on the subject?
I mean, it's possible. Lord knows I've tried it. Counted psychos. It's possible. I haven't found my happily ever after online, but kudos to those who do. It's very entertaining when things go south, though. I will say that. Choose wisely whoever it is, because the dirty laundry that I see being aired out, epic. And I think we both remember a situation like before Catfish was popular where a guy fell in love and she turned out to be a he. Just be careful. Anything's possible, but keep in mind that anything is possible.
All right, so let me ask you, Steele, would you be one to start such a, like, you know, a long-term relationship off someone that you met pretty much based off online?
Yeah, I have. I don't know. Sometimes it's out of boredom. Sometimes it's just really are feeling the person. It's not a no for me, but I can tell you all the red flags and the don'ts that I've ran into. Like I said, psychos.
Like what? You know, what are some of the red flags and some of the don'ts that you can offer the listeners today?
It depends on if we're talking about an online relationship that's starting via social media with someone that, first off, are they locked up?
You know, it started from an inbox in a group or some shit.
Yeah, I'm giving you different parameters right now because you can easily find somebody, and these are all examples I'm giving you of things that have happened to me. Make sure the person isn't in prison because they are on Facebook. So one inbox can lead to you holding down some dude in jail. Make sure they're not married because we know how that can go. Also, they're out of state, that's a whole nother dynamic as well because you don't necessarily have the opportunity to meet them right away. So you're kind of forced to inbox, Skype, text, and talk and all that stuff. And eventually you're going to have to be realistic with yourself and make up either a short or long-term plan as to how you guys are going to actually carry on a real relationship. Somebody's going to have to relocate, but even before then, somebody's going to have to meet each other. Like, you're going to have to fly out. He's going to have to fly out. And then sometimes you fly out, and then it's just for that one time. Like, you find out still that it was just for sex. So, I don't know. Proceed with caution, whatever you do.
So pretty much it's just all in natural common sense.
I mean, isn't everything, though?
Basically, no.
Isn't everything?
No, because, like, you know, let's call it spade a spade, you know, from what we see as far as TMZ and current media and stuff like that, like, motherfuckers aren't exercising common sense, so shit has to be broken down for the unwashed masses. This is why I'm asking, like, you know, for us to go deeper into certain things, because this shit just happens, and we all think, like, yo, if the person would have thought with common sense, or if they'd have thought like this way, it'd be different. But obviously, common sense is not a factor, it's not a commodity around these new generations.
No, it don't make a difference, because if a person that doesn't have common sense is a person that doesn't have common sense, it doesn't matter if they
Yeah, whether you tell them to use it or not, they can't use what they don't have.
Basically, so I mean, it's not like they got on social media and then all of a sudden didn't have any common sense and they had it before. No, a person that's on social media with no common sense is a person that had no common sense prior to that. A person that gets on Facebook and their status is always they miserable. That's because in life every day they always miserable. So there's no, like I said, there's still no difference. You can't control what's going to happen in the relationship. You go with the flow. You see what happens. Either it's going to work or it's not going to work. So
what I will say, though,
to prevent things that don't work.
What I will say is online relationships, period, in general, have a way of being way more intimate, because a lot of the communication isn't in your face or whatever. It's like left up to words and stuff or whatever, so it becomes a lot more intimate than the relationships you might have with people that you see every day, because you kind of take advantage of the fact that they're around you all the time. And I think that's kind of where the danger lies. So within that, that's how you end up with, even though I still don't personally understand, but that's how you end up with people that are in like text relationships for like a year. And that's just wild, crazy to me in the first place. But
it does happen. Those are people who romanticize shit. Anybody that, you know, if you can get but so close with someone through online interaction, like you said, you have to actually spend up close FaceTime, you know, pardon the pun, because I know that shit is on the phone, but I mean like real FaceTime with someone to get to know them, to see if you can click, to see if you can get along. I mean, shit, there's people online that I laugh and kick it with all the time, but I might actually get around them and not like the fact that they clip their nails in public or they talk when they eat their food and shit comes out their mouth and they act like they don't really. It could be a whole bunch of shit that you really just don't know until you get with that person. But so once again, social media has nothing to really do with how people already are, how their personality already is. You just get to see you get to see everything. Facebook is just like, you know, people don't exercise caution or control when they go on their statuses and they you know, just let shit all out. That's the main problem, people not having control over their emotions and what they feel, and just getting up there and putting it, forgetting that, you know, millions of people or hundreds of thousands or the couple of hundred on your timeline is going to see that shit. That's where the problem lies.
As well as the fact that social media is used as a shield and a cape. It's used as a platform to reinvent yourself. So a lot of the times you're falling in love with that person that they present themselves to be online, and then you meet them and they're just completely opposite. Like, you know, the Playboy pimp that's popping bottles in the club every weekend, and then you go see them and they're like living in the basement and no job, and then you're like, what the hell? He's just hanging out with Tyrell and playing Xbox all day.
So then that's the point where you'd be like, well, you know what? I'll be going now. And you keep it moving. And you keep it moving because, like I said, I have seen whole relationships start, blossom, and some still are going, and some have ended quite horribly. And you get to see it online. And then there are some who constantly, I'm not going to say no names, but there are some who just constantly provide entertainment with their relationships.
As my boss would say, N-words, he said niggas just want a bone. He don't, they don't want no women from online. They just want pussy. They want a woman that they'll be in person.
Yeah, and that's crazy. That's crazy.
All right, so let's get into the call on. Flash 4 digits, 9380. You're live on your pregame radio. Let the people know who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm Deborah. I'm calling from Boston. Boston, Massachusetts.
So what's going on? You know, you hear what we've been talking about. What are your views on the topic?
I think people can. And, you know, I'm taking a listen to what a lot of the listeners and speakers here were saying, and they're absolutely correct. It's, you know, whoever they show you, and you could be on the phone or inbox for a year or, you know, Skyping, and you really don't know really, like, who you're talking to unless you, you know, you go and you visit, and then you might go there, and like you said, Tyrone's living in the basement or whatever, so, and then you get to find out who they are, but it can happen. I've known of some people who have traveled cross-country, all kind of things, and end up living with each other and getting married.
Have you gotten on a bus or gotten on a plane and met somebody and it wasn't what you expected to be?
Has that ever, you know what, I did meet one guy, and I actually, I was in the area anyway. I was going to check out some things down there, but I went down there, and he said he smokes, but I didn't think, you know, he was going to, like, smell like a chimney or whatever, or, you know, what area he was going to be living in. It was just, I don't know, it was just different, and, you know, it was better on the phone. That's all I have to say. So, yeah.
It was better on the phone.
It was better on the phone, you know. And
you know what? I can understand that because I have some relationships, you know, and not intimate relationships, just friendships that we get along better when we're not in each other's presence.
Exactly.
I know that may sound crazy, but that's just what the fact is. I mean, we can talk on the phone all day, laugh and joke, but to, like, actually be in each other's cipher is the complete opposite happen.
I mean,
you know?
I've had sex like that where I think it was better over the phone than it was in person, so it happened.
Yeah, and that's sad. That's fucked.
Wait. Matter of fact, never mind. Oh,
mind your business.
Your business. Pre-game radio 347-857-4302. So we got a couple more tracks, and we're going to come back, wrap this topic up, and wrap up tonight's show. We're definitely in the building. Tonight's show is sponsored by Bobby Fresh Clothing. So check them out, BobbyFresh.com. He has a whole lot of T-shirts and sneakers and a whole lot of, you know, things like that. Also, it's sponsored by Shady But Sunny Clothing, SBSClothing.com. Definitely check them out. Use the code pregame at checkout to receive 10% off your discount. So definitely, I'm sorry, 10% off your order. 10% discount off your order. So definitely do the damn thing. Go there, get a couple hats, a couple T-shirts, show them some love, use our code, save some money, and we'll be right back.
Check it out. MCMI, people call me Milk. When I'm busting up a party, I feel no guilt. Milk is cutting up for the suckers that down with me. The one of us, that's how I feel. To be down, you must appeal. To the two, we're rated R. We're gifted and we're going far. Down the road to the bank. While I'm here, I'd like to thank Mom and Dad, they knew the time. What more can I say? Top villain, that's what we get. Got it good, since you understood. Would you stop scheming and looking hard? I got a great big bodyguard. So step up if you wanna get hurt. Milky's on or pulls his skirt. I get money, money I got. Some call me honey if they feel real hot. That's how it is, you can ask this. I stole your nigga while you was in prison. Jail for assault. You were jealous, it's all your fault. Milk
hands, you clap. If your girl's out of place, it's your girl I slap.
And if you're dumb, you ask why. I am from bed, do or die.
MC Light, Light DMC. I got a brother and his name's Milk D.
Milk is chillin', Light is chillin'. What more can I say? Top villain, that's what we get. Got it good, since you understood. Would you
bite a rhyme if you dare? I get the paper so I don't care.
My contributions to this jam is confusing because I am Milk D, said it all the way. The super easy mighty MC, okay?
Yes, I'm down, down by law. I get the fellas out on the floor. Milk is D, down is he. Tuba at the top is where we'll be. The place was packed when we toured.
Girl, come in, you won't be bored.
Milk is chilling, Light is chilling.
What more can I say? Top villain, that's what we get. Got it good, and since you understood, would you
do a dance, dance the two? If you could dance, it's easy to do. This dance is on and on and on. Dance until your breath is gone.
Baby, look at me. Mama love you. And I know you ain't no little boy no more, but you'll always be my baby. It seems like only yesterday I was holding you in my arms. Now look at you now, big man. But I worry about you. I worry about you all the time. Hanging out on the corner all times of night with the cool people. Baby, that ain't nothing but trouble. I always taught you that you could have whatever you dream. Well, I want you to hold on to that dream, baby. Hold on to it real tight, 'cause the sky's the limit.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo!
I like this young man. Because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to classy.
Alright.
I like that.
Alright.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had two pair of leaves. Besides that, the pinstripes and the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt and alligators. You wanna see the inside? I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake. Wow! Why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place. Play your position. Here come my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket. Rob him while his friends watching and hoes clocking. Here comes respect. This crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at they man's eyes, big man, they never try. So we roll with them, stole with them, I mean loyalty. Niggas brought me milks at lunch, the milks with chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. 88, Oshkosh and blue and white stuff, that's blunt.
I know that you keep on, just keep on
I was ashamed, my crew was lame. I had enough heart for most of them. Long as I got stuff for most of them soft. Even when I was wrong, I got my point across. They depicted me the boss. Of course, my orange box cutter make the world go round. Plus I'm fucking bitches ain't my homegirls now. Start stacking, dabbled in crack, gun packing. Nicknamed Medina, made Cena, took my Nina. From gym class to in glass, passed off for global. The only nigga with a mobile. Can't you see like total? Getting larger and wasted taste. Ain't no telling where this felon is heading. Just in case, keep a shell at the tip of your melon. Clear the space. Your brain was a terrible thing to waste. 88 on gate. Snatch initial nameplate. Smoking splits with niggas. Real life begin to kill us. Praying God forgive us for being sinners. Help us out.
What you want, have what you want, be what you want.
master enterprise, and I ain't have to be in school by 10. I then began to encounter with my counterpart to how to burn the block apart. Break it down into sections, drugs by these selections. Some use pipes, others use injections. Syringe sold separately, Frank the deputy. Quick to grab my Smith & Wesson like my dick was missing. To protect my position, my corner, my layer. While we out here, say the hustler's prayer. If the game shakes me or breaks me, I hope it makes me a better man. Take a better stand, put money in my mom's hand. Get my daughter this college plan, so she don't need no man. Stay far from timid, only make moves when your heart's in it. And live to pray, sky's the limit. Motherfucker, see you chumps on top.
Die for a dollar, nigga, life ain't sweet.
Place to keep wet shirts for experts on the creek. I beat this my fiance. About to marry it. Illegal transactions. The farragut with Arabic. Why not? They fit 12 up in the bedroom. Imagine what they stash is like. Make you a classic like my first LP. Be for me is unhealthy. Fuck around and get an ulcer. Lose your pulse or collapse lung. Look how many guests I've brung. For them homos. Still doing promos. Break both your legs. You're moving slow-mo. Got shine the glow mode. 996 grams. You need FOMO. FOMO. FOMO.
Can I live to my last day? Hitting honeys that be nasty. Getting money in the fast way. And I only care halfway. But I still can't let you pass me. Can I live to my last day? Hitting honeys that be nasty. Getting money in the fast way. And I only care halfway. But I still can't let you pass me. Can I live to my last day?
Pre-game radio, it's your man, Brooklyn Black, 347-857-4302. We about to get up out of here. I'm saying that lady's still Eb in the building. Eb, any final thoughts on tonight's topic?
Nah, if you meet somebody online, you like them, you want to pursue it, you know, rock out with your cock out. Go ahead, do what you're going to do. If it don't work, hey, it was a lesson learned. You keep it moving. It shouldn't stop you from, you know, meeting somebody else and going on it. Every time you meet somebody and try to establish a relationship, you're taking a chance. That's every time. And it's not just romantic relationships. It's with beginning friendships as well. So do what you're going to do. I have to say I met someone online. This was MySpace days that was very influential in my life. And I'm not close with them right now, but I'll always be close with them in a sense. So that's what it is.
All right, so Lady Still, any closing comments?
Well, actually, maybe we could continue this tomorrow, but basically what I just got online was this guy wants to know, why are you lying? He says that guys basically sit on social media and wait for shit to go wrong in girls' relationships just so that they could get pussy. And also wants to know why every female seems to be Confucius or spiritual, looking for a good wife while busting it wide open online. So maybe that's tomorrow night's topic.
Wow.
Hey, wait, I just want to know, why is who lying?
Oh, guys. Why would guys lie to females as far as telling them that they want to have a relationship?
That's because whoever the guy is a liar anyway. Come on, we already went through this. We already covered this.
I think he's trying to establish from his point of view that most guys online, no matter what they say, aren't looking for any type of relationship. They're just looking for some box.
So pretty much, so when he's on there, he's looking for box, and he's trying to find out why dudes are trying to wipe girls off the box.
Right. I guess they could debate that tomorrow night.
Yeah, tell them to call in 347-857-4302.
I will. Right before we close, though, what I will do is because today would have been my little brother's 23rd birthday, so at the stroke of midnight, happy birthday to him. He'll forever immortalize his 18, so may he rest in peace. And I'm good. I'll see you guys or talk to you guys tomorrow night.
All right. Shout out to you and your fam.
We're going to do a damn thing, and always in closing, I always say, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam, protect your clam, arrive alive. Don't drink and drive, and if you're going to be meeting people off the internet and all that good stuff, be safe, be cautious, I guess, you know. Use your better judgment. Don't, you know, the same thing, don't fall for the bullshit, don't fall for the scams and all that. We're going to get a couple more throwbacks before we close it out, but be safe, have fun, and don't forget, the real artist of the new New York is going down to Webster Hall on the 8th, featuring Buck Rogers, Sparrow, and a whole bunch of others. So if anything, hit me up on Facebook, at Brooklyn Black, hit me up on Twitter, at Brooklyn Black, Instagram, Brooklyn_Black, and I'll definitely give you all the information that you need. So you can be in a place to be and have some fun that night. All right? Before we go, this is Big Dan R. Kelly. And we're getting out of here. Be safe. You guys have a good night. Check it out tomorrow.
Oh. I like that. You like that?
Here's another one.
And
another one.
And another one.
Makes the sex spectacular. Make me lick you from your neck to get back to ya. Shivering, tongue delivering, chills up that spine, that ass is mine. Skip the wine and the candlelight, no crystal tonight. It's alright with you, we fucking. Deja vu, the blood spark, finger fucking in the park, pissy off a Cardi dog. Remember when I used to play between your legs? You begged for me to stop because you know where it would head. Straight to your mother's bed, not the Marriott. We'd be lucky if we found a spot next to your sister. Damn, I really missed her. Way she used to rub my back when I hit that. Way she used to giggle when your ass would wiggle. Now I know you used to sweet set the Park of Meridian, trip to the Caribbean, but tonight no end. There's another one. And another one. And another one. Like a wine face Rolex, you just shine. I like that waistline. Let me hit that from behind. Which wall you wanna climb? My style's genuine. Girl, I love you all time. I got you pinned up. Put your fucking limbs up. All because you like the way my Benz was rimmed up. Bitch, keep your chin up. Please watch me do me. Nasty. Like it when you make it move fast, mommy. I like it when you throw it on me. No love making. Strictly back broken. Sees no all his hoes go to my door. Then they go to his flow to fuck them up. So no caviar, shark bar, strictly sex, that's sex to your leftover spaghetti. I know you used to slow CDs and darn peas, but tonight it's 8 tracks and 6 packs while I hit that.
Initiating shutdown sequence.